What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You now entering the Daily Wave, hosted by Mr. Christopher Green himself. On me, I'm just a fellow truth speaker. I go by the name of Doctrine. Welcome to the Daily Wave,
hey, starring Christopher Green, alternative media. I'm Christopher Green. This is Green Wave Radio Live. I'm here with Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio, coming at us live from New Zealand. He was kind enough to have me on his program a couple of days ago, which we aired on YouTube and on GreenWave TV. Vinny, how you doing?
Well, you know, man, just keeping it bangster.
Keeping it real. Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit? Tell our audience, how did you get into doing what you're doing? You've got a great program. You know, I learned about you a while ago. What's cool about you is you're really funny. You know, even on your website, you got a humor section. You pretty much crack me up a lot of the time. So,
well, you know, if anybody needs their funny bone tickled, it's those who wind up getting elbowed in the face by the establishment at quite substantial amounts, and usually it's in a repetitive fashion. And I think that's kind of what happened to me. Three jobs in a row, I was like the top telesalesman. I had a 50% strike rate, basically, put it that way. I could convince half the people that I'd never met who picked up that phone to buy what I was selling them. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't appreciated for that, per se, particularly when I started airing my own opinions and saying how we might want to consider running the company differently to benefit everybody who works for it, that kind of thing. All of a sudden, how much money I was making for them didn't matter, and instead of promoting me or allowing me to facilitate any kind of ideas or what have you, they fobbed me off and eventually paid me to leave. And that was basically my education in a lot of ways, as well as getting arrested when I was 19 years old for selling a bit of weed. And when I found out that the cops were just basically making stuff up, which was ironic because when they came to the door, I was just like, okay, guys, here's everything that I got. I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. I gave them everything.
So let's get this straight. You were arrested for weed. Okay, they're knocking on your door for weed, and people like John Corzine today being, you know, flogged publicly, they just walk. They walk as free men, right?
Well, see, I was ultimately really naive at that point in my life. I believed in the system and thought it was great, and thought that if you were selling a little bit of weed, it doesn't hurt nobody. Nobody would come knocking on your door and be really harsh or nasty to you or anything like that. And then, sure enough, I was wrong. And it was a big life changing experience. I lost my girlfriend. I lost every single friend I ever had. It was like. Starting from scratch after getting slapped in the face after being born, you know, and I felt quite wholeheartedly that I needed to do something, needed to change my life. I needed to make a difference in this world because I didn't like how my life had turned out to that sort of thing. I didn't fit in very well at school. Mm. I was always trying to, I don't know. I never really fit in, and it's mostly because I'm 6'4", you know?
I noticed that, actually. Now, we haven't met, obviously, but I was looking at some of, you know, the photos you got on your website. I don't know if I can remember. What is it, Guerrilla Media? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
GuerrillaMedia.com. But, yeah, you're a big guy. So you're 6", what did you say, 6'6"?
6'4".
Okay, I was giving you more credit. I was saying you're 6'6".
Well, everybody does that because it's difficult to judge how high somebody is when you're not that high as yourself. Like I'll walk around and I can tell what height most people who are larger than me are. But anyway, kind of besides the point.
Yeah. What's going on in New Zealand? And we've got a few New Zealand listeners, hopefully more, probably tuning in to you just because you're on our program here in the States. What is New Zealand like in this economic environment? I've actually talked to friends or acquaintances that say they've actually tried to move to New Zealand. I don't know necessarily for more opportunity, but just a few people I know wanted to get out there. They said the immigration process is pretty tough to move out there for those thinking, hey, let's get out of the U.S. I'm going to go to New Zealand, this beautiful, exotic place. a lot of people have in their mind. What's that process like? Can you even get in there if you tried?
Well, yeah, you can, but you've got to have a lot of money and you have to jump through a lot of hoops and you have to have a lot of patience. Like for example, my somewhat fabulous former producer, Mr. Mitch Santel, they get you through the immigration process. And I've got a lot of friends who are immigrants and they all go through the same process. First, they ask you for a decent chunk of money and you're like, whoa. And they ask you to fill out a copious quantities of paperwork and you're like, holy cow. And then, of course, they ask you to do medical exams, which cost a whole heap of money and take a heck of a long time and involve filling out a lot of forms. Mm. And then they're like, okay, well, cool. Now we can allow you into the country. Then they approach you again and they ask you for even more money than they previously asked you before, quantitatively. Mm. And then they ask you to fill out even more forms and do another medical test and so on and so forth. And then they approach you a third time. Now, this is acting under the assumption, of course, that you don't have any criminal charges of any way, shape or form at the point. Like, for example, my girlfriend's father, he has been held back from his citizenship for another, I think it might have been 2 or 3 years, because he accidentally did a fender bender to an unmarked police car and was charged $530.
Yeah, which is a minor offense. So how long would it take? Let's say you were determined to get into New Zealand. Maybe we've got some listeners thinking, hey, I'm going to go to New Zealand. How much money you think you would need? How much time? Could you get like a temporary visa there? Or
It doesn't matter. Like ultimately, your financial situation doesn't account for a whole lot. You have to have a decent amount of cash so you can pay whatever the fees are. But I don't know, maybe if you were worth about $1 million, you'd be able to get in. Or $1 million would just make it a piece of cake, right? Maybe if you were worth slightly less than that, maybe about $50,000 just for yourself, or maybe $30,000, $40,000 per person in your family, or something of that nature. And that would be acting under the assumption that you'd be buying a house here and coming here to live and not just coming here to rent or whatever. I mean, ultimately, I don't know. What I do know, on the other hand, is that people are leaving the United States like rats leaving a sinking ship. Two years ago, I think, my producer was in contact with this guy in Australia who helps people to revoke their U.S. citizenship. The average revoking of a U.S. citizenship per year is something like 10,000. And in the year he was doing it, he said that there was close to 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, people don't like to be U.S. citizens now, especially now that Obama's drafted legislation where they can kill you wherever you are on the world, including New Zealand, which we're only too happy to allow it happen.
You know, kind of a big deal. I mean, you know, so I know it's overlooked by the mainstream media, but the fact that they can just kill you like they did with Anwar Alawi, you know, who was really never convicted of any kind of crime, just was a very successful propagandist. It'd be interesting to see the drone strike in New Zealand, you know, after you'd relocated, because, hey, maybe you just have too much influence as a blogger out there or something. So they're going to shoot a missile at you.
Yep, absolutely. They can shoot a missile from the other side of the world and find one unhappy son of a bee and stick a missile right up his A, and nobody would ever notice it. You know, they'll say it was a gas explosion or something ridiculous like that. You see these stories all the time, and the media are just stupid. You know, I remember reading one time this guy was found dead in Texas, cut into pieces in a sack on the side of the highway, and it was ruled a suicide.
That doesn't make sense, does it, Vinny? I don't know how you would cut yourself. It's not even funny, but it is. But I don't know how you would cut yourself into pieces. That would be an extremely difficult suicide. I know we had, what was it, that one guy? I think he was in Utah. I can't think of his name, or maybe it was even Arizona. But he had the boulder, you know, slide and slam on his arm. And they made a movie about it. You know, he had to cut his arm off over, you know, a few hours and then tourniquet himself and trek through the heat without water for, you know, 3 days to safety. Kind of sounds like that's almost the experience of what it's like to be an American. You know, you said that the rats are just kind of leaving the nest, you know, as the Titanic sinks. That's kind of what it's like. And I think we're seeing this, you know, a lot with the youth. You know, it's a lot of the youth just seeking better pastures. And it's interesting, you know, you talk, you know, with other youth outside of the U.S., and a friend was telling me he was on a plane coming back from somewhere, I think on the East Coast, and he was talking from a guy, you know, somewhere from Europe, saying about how he loves the United States. He loves the U.S. But when he really dug into the conversation, what you'll find is what people love about the U.S., quote unquote, isn't the U.S. What they love about it, it is the propaganda of what America is. They love the Hollywood version, the fashion of America, you know, the propaganda that they sell you, the, you know, commercial, the lie. And I hear this again and again, you know, the commercialization is the worst here in the United States than anywhere in the world.
Yep. The United States is apparently to the rest of the world seeming as the most entertained and the least informed populace on this here planet. And it's not entirely untrue. Also, a very poor geographical knowledge, which means, ironically enough, for a country that rules the world, its people know very little about it. And New Zealand is the virtually the opposite. For a country that has absolutely no power in the world, we know tons about it. We don't get the map of the United States with all the particular states in them and memorize them in public school, you understand. We get a map of the world, and we have to perform tests where we have to basically name a country at random. Doesn't matter whether you're talking about Angola or Kenya or Saudi Arabia or China or the Philippines or South America, talking about the... it's just, yeah. You know so much about the world. And it's because New Zealanders are a very well-traveled people. We have currently 5 million New Zealanders living on the earth today, and 1 million of them are living overseas. Could you imagine if 20% of the American population were living overseas? What a dramatically different culture it would be. Currently, 1 in 7 don't even have a frickin' passport.
Yeah, no, I know. It would be, yeah, it'd be incredibly different culture. And I always think it's funny how we still say to this day, you know, we're the greatest freaking country in the world. You know, America, the red, white, and blue. I mean, it really should be introduced at the ball games, like the formerly greatest country in the world, the formerly strongest country in the world, because we're in ruins. I mean, by now, it's painfully obvious. Not only are the people leaving, the rats leaving the nest, but it's so corrupted. It's so diseased. It's really a sad, sorry state of affairs. You can't blame people from leaving.
Oh, you're right. It's like biting into a Twinkie and realizing there's no cream.
Yeah.
It's just not the complete package anymore. When the founding fathers started it off, they had certain rules, protocols, constitutional amendments to make sure that the economy wouldn't get hollowed out by international banks and become corrupt from within and consolidate power into singular branches of government so that they could become dictators. They made sure that that wouldn't happen. But gradually, all those people who did want that system for themselves wound up influencing everybody through the media, through public education, and various other corrupt mind control means in order to make sure that they loved democracy instead of a republic.
They loved freedom instead of a constitution. Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. That's the biggest lie. We don't have a democracy. Our vote doesn't count. You know, nobody cares. Most people don't care. The people taking to the streets right now, you know, with OWS, don't care about politics. They don't care about Republican or Democrat. It's class warfare. You know, this is what we've been talking about for several years now. People are just, they're taken to the streets out of desperation. They have nowhere to go. They've got no hope. You know, and, you know, the mainstream media, the only thing they're focused on is the, you know, daily trials and tribulations and the soap opera of what's going on in Europe. You know, tomorrow, Friday, which is supposed to be the culmination of the bazooka blast of bailouts, you know, where Angela Merkel and, you know, Nicolas Sarkozy can just sit there in front of the camera with their thumbs up and go, yay, we saved the world, when it's really just assuring the collapse. Vinny, what is your take? What's your take on what's going on in Europe right now? How much more time do you think that they can buy?
I think you were right. 2012. 2012 is when it's going to all come down, and it's probably going to be on a solstice of some description. And, because that's when they launch wars, that's when huge economic depressions are triggered, and they do it with timing rather than it having an overall actual it's going to happen on that day because of such and such reasons. No, these people are a cult worshipping scum, and they think when they do big masses of suffering and what have you, it counts as a nice big sacrifice. And 2012 is picked to be the disaster year by so many people. I had Lindsay Williams on my show, mm-hmm. and he stopped doing radio for 4 months because he was told unequivocally that 2012, they are going to collapse everything. If you have a mortgage on your home, your bank is going to call in your loan. That's because allegedly, and this is my theory, it's an assumption, I haven't done the research to back it up yet, but every single mortgage, when you give it to you, in the fine print, there's the clause that they can call in the loan whenever they want, and you have to pay up front. How many people do you think who currently have a mortgage have the money on them to pay that mortgage out so that they can continue to owe their home? And if not, how many people, percentage-wise, would wind up getting foreclosed on? I'd say it's nearly on 100%. And that's what Lindsay Williams says is planned for 2012. If you are a farmer and you need to pay land taxes, you need to have at least 3 years' worth of gold in order to pay those land taxes. Otherwise, the government's going to take your farm off you. You know, this is really deadly serious.
Who has the money to buy a house or own a house anyway? I mean, that's the whole misconception. People, I hear the question in, you know, public conversation, casual conversation. Well, how much can you afford? You know, like it's some just, you know, huge question. Like, how much can you afford? Like people that are looking for a new home. Well, it's all a function of the failed credit system that no longer exists, which is based on a leveraged model, which is only a function of your payment is what you can afford. We can leverage you about 1,000,000 to 1 so you can afford that home that's worth $400,000. And so it's moronic. Very few people have the money to say, you know what, I'm going to buy that $400,000 home today because I've got $400,000 or $400,000, you know, worth of gold or silver sitting here. So I'm going to take it all and I'm going to buy this house. And, you know, that's why we've run into all these problems, because it never should have been an environment where you could come into the market with nothing down and pick a payment and pick a mortgage and lever yourself up to, you know, infinity to one. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. It hasn't worked. It didn't work. That's why the system's broken. That's why we need a new one. Vinny, hold on. I promise we're going to go to our callers when we get back from the break. I see we've got a few in the queue. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. No pun intended. Didn't intend to rhyme it, but I guess we did. We just did a little rap there. We'll be back in a
few. That's a nice timing.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution. Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Let's get to some of our callers. Promise you to do that. So let's do it right now. You're on Green Wave Radio live. Tim. You're here with myself and Vinny Eastwood.
Hello.
Hey, Tim. Yes. Are you there?
It's Tim. Is Vinny?
Yeah, man. Angry.
Yeah, how you doing, man? You know me. I'm the regular caller.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. Because I realized that we can both see the conference chat manager because we're both hosts on American Freedom Radio. So
yeah, I call Chris all the time. I call you. I'm like a regular caller, man.
Yeah, we always appreciate the call, Tim. What's going on?
Hey, no, man, I was just looking at the chemtrails. They spraying every day, man. I live in the D.C. area. And they had another one of those shootings down at Virginia Tech. Did y'all hear about it?
Yeah, I heard about that on the news this morning.
Yeah, the guy killed an officer and another person. They still can't find the guy. So I'm sitting there thinking, man, all this happening, just they talking about the summer camps and they can arrest any citizen in the world and the H-67 bill. And it's like, man, just everything, it seemed like it's stacking.
Oh, sounds like a perfect justification to me. Hey, there's one person in one place on one planet that actually did something that you might want to have intervened. Let's give that power to do it to everybody. That's how the mind of these crazy people works. And what's funny is that because it's repeated to people endlessly, as all these school shootings and everything eventually will be, everybody goes along with it because they eventually start to accept the idea. Oh, well, you know, I need to compromise and be pragmatic and not stand up for my rights or any type of sanity. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, we had the other instance yesterday with the Deutsche Bank CEO being sent a letter bomb. You know, just another reminder of the threat of terror.
And there was a bomb scare on a plane in New Zealand as well, flying out of the capital city. So, again, this is the cool thing about being from New Zealand and talking to people in the States. It's been looking at the same stuff going on.
Same stuff. But, you know, yeah. The thing is, when you tell people about this, the two words that they really want to say, conspiracy theorists, that's the only argument. And then you're constantly trying to tell them, look, this is what's happening. This is what they're doing. Folks don't believe it.
Is just tell them that they're a coincidence theorist, okay? A conspiracy theorist is somebody who believes that powerful people who have a lot of influence use their power and influence to retain or gain more power and influence. A coincidence theorist who thinks that everything magically happens by coincidence. So, which of those two categories of people do you think sounds the most insane? The coincidence theorists. So I say, what, mate? What are you then? Are you a conspiracy theorist or a coincidence theorist? If you want to put me in a box, I'm going to put you in a box, okay? See how you like it. Do you like feeling insane by being called a coincidence theorist? I don't like feeling insane by being called a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, well, you can't be a conspiracy theorist when it becomes fact. You can't be a conspiracy theorist. Everything you've been talking about comes true.
Well, see, I proudly call myself a conspiracy theorist because it's only through the times of everybody being a bash. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy factualist. These aren't just conspiracies. They're facts. Hey, look, there's a reason why there's laws against conspiracy. That's why people get charged with conspiracy to commit scumbaggery and what have you.
That's why we've got all this scumbaggery. So, I mean, we see anonymous versions of it. I mean, obviously, we're not of scumbaggery, but, you know, these conspiracy theorist types questioning at all times. Obviously, we put ourselves on the grand stage and, you know, we're public with our opinions. But, you know, take a look at Zero Hedge, for example, one of the popular, you know, alternative conspiracy type, they say at least, the mainstream media sites, you know, they talk about their mission and they talk about how it's all about anonymous speech. And they talk about how anonymous speech and, you know, free press has been a part of America's dissident culture for years. I mean, this is how the American Revolution, you know, got started, you know, in the very beginning. So it's interesting to see what's happening, but it's also scary to see how they're just, you know, flat out, they're just prosecuting you now. They don't like your opinion. You're a dissident. They see you as a threat. They call you a conspiracy nut or a propagandist and a drone strike at your front door. That's the freedom we got here in the States.
See, I wonder about the whole aspect of anonymity and in what way does that restrict accountability? Like in New Zealand, for example, we just got a Supreme Court. We threw out the Privy Council, which means like if you get failed in the High Court, you can get an appeal at the Privy Council over in England, you know, as part of a Commonwealth country. But instead, we got now a Supreme Court like the United States has. And guess what we got inside the Supreme Court? Not only do we have a husband and wife who are judges on the Supreme Court, but they have their own courtroom each, costs about $8 million for the building for 8 judges. And here's the best part, the judges are anonymous.
Yeah, that is the best part. Tim, so you live out in the D.C. area, you know, you're noticing the chemtrails out there. You know, I wouldn't consider myself an expert on chemtrails per se, but what else are you noticing? I mean, what's the vibe at the nation's capital right now among, you know, the people that you know?
Well, I mean, everybody's pretty much the same, you know, going to work, making money, everybody doing Christmas shopping. And I think I mentioned to you before about I think they're going to wait till after the holidays before something really economical kick off because they want everybody to enjoy their Christmas. They know people going to spend money, more money in the economy, taxes, the whole nine. But like I tell you, when I went to the Occupy Wall Street, it's just people just hanging around. I mean, I've seen people down there pontificating on certain issues and police standing around. It's just that's what they're doing. They're just standing around, man. They built some wooden shed up, and they made the people take it down.
Yeah, I heard someone was trying to install like a commercial wash area or something, or a commercial sink, and I think that was in New York City. That got taken down. So, you know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, Tim, I was just going to say, you know, I noticed that you know, the mainstream media has been choosing lately. They're really not covering Occupy Wall Street anymore. It's kind of like the old news and the old story. But I don't see this dying down. You know, I don't see this as a short-term trend. I mean, this is a long-term trend. I think that's pretty obvious. This is just one wave of attacks. And, you know, the tsunami's coming. They're already planning. And I do not speak for Occupy Wall Street, but the leaders of OWS, excuse me, they're already planning the next round of attacks, the next round of protests in 2012. So, I mean, this isn't going away.
I mean, they always try to ramp it up as far as both sides are concerned. I heard that even troops were being delivered into New York. In New Zealand, we had the main public square occupy Queen Street being occupied. We have hundreds of people in tents there, and the council initially allowed them. The Lord Mayor of our Agenda 21 based modelled city said, "Oh, you guys can just be there as long as you like. It's okay. It's okay. We won't try to get hamstring you and send in police to break your skulls and pepper spray you in large groups when you haven't been doing anything wrong. We're not going to do any of that." And now they've decided to renege on their promise. And here's the reason why. And you'll love this. They're afraid about the grass being damaged.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the rhetoric and that's the BS that they're going to pitch. And I wanted to touch on this a little bit. There was an article that I read yesterday from Paul B. Farrell. It's titled "The Super Rich Versus the 99%: Class War Will Explode." And I've been following this guy for a while. He's an older gentleman, but he's on point. And if you haven't already checked him out, Google him. Check it out. But he's talking about how Bill O'Reilly says that the movement, referring to OWS, is already dead. Okay. And he talks a little bit, touches upon a gentleman by the name of Frank Luntz, if I'm saying his last name correctly. He's basically a professional propaganda, I don't know how you describe it, verbiage guy. He tells the politicians what to say and how to say. So he works directly with, you know, President Obama and these people and their campaigns. And of course, you know, those trying to get elected in 2012. He tells you, you know, how to say it and what to say. Let me give you an example. The first thing he was saying was that capitalism is a bad word, so don't say it. And this is a quote from his. He said, "I'm trying to get that word removed, and we're replacing it with either economic freedom or free market." And another example, he says, "Taxing the rich is bad. Say that the government is taking from the rich." So he's basically somebody that does a play on words. And it just shows you how these people really think and how dumb they think OWS is. How just dumb they think that the movement is. That they don't realize.
What's funnier is that the commentators who are demonizing them are even dumber than the protesters are, you know? Like, we had Michael Laws, he's like the Rush Limbaugh of New Zealand talk radio, right? Just bashing them, oh, I don't know who these people are, there's mental people, you know, like around Auckland, you know how you get homeless people in the middle of the city, that kind of stuff. A lot of the homeless people have been coming into the Occupy camp and they've been getting fed tea and coffee and organic vegan food by the protesters and that kind of stuff. And he used that to say, oh, well, maybe these people are representative of the entire Occupy movement, that they're all mental. and he kept going on about how they haven't issued any demands. All you need to do is a single Google search, you retard. Occupy Wall Street demands. What's the first thing that comes up? A list of demands from Occupy Wall Street. Now, what do you think the intelligence level of the top media commentator in New Zealand is really given away here? The man can't type in a few words into Google. That's how inept, pathetic, and stupid these people are. And if it's not that, then they're deliberately engaging in scumbaggery, which is unforgivable. And even last night, Occupy Wall Street was getting a rubbishing, allegedly, all over the radio. So here's a great quote. I'm not sure who said it, but never believe anything until it's been officially denied. And I think that's precisely what Occupy Wall Street is now being. It's being officially denied as something good by the mainstream media. Ergo, that means we need to start believing in it.
Yeah. Well, I would say it's the latter. It's the deliberate scumbaggery. And I'm sure there's a few idiots, you know, rolling around in the mainstream media, but it makes me think sometimes it has to suck to be in the mainstream media. I mean, could you imagine literally just reading a teleprompter all day, just having to read it like a drone? Because you're not allowed to have an opinion. If you had an opinion, they'd fire you on the spot and get the next drone, you know, in the spot to, you know, pitch the agenda, which is all mainstream media is. It's the agenda controlled by very large corporations, controlled by the bankers that control and own the politicians. Pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah. Politics is not difficult to figure out, folks. All you got to do is assume the worst and hope for the best. The problem is, every time you place hope in these politicians, you wind up having your assumptions be correct, that they'll wind up turning out for the worst.
Yeah,
I think that's why so many people have stopped voting. Have you noticed that, Chris? As every single progressive election keeps coming on, people still vote less and less and less and less and care less and less and less. I think it's because the same story has been told to us. How many times have you heard a politician campaign on the campaign platform of creating jobs? Every single one of them, wouldn't you say? How many ones have you said improving the economy? Every single one of them, wouldn't you say? Have you ever watched a movie over and over again, and the first time you watched the movie, it really got you and it made you cry, and now that you've seen it 100 times, you no longer have that same residual emotional effect that it once connoted?
Sure.
I think that's what's happening with politics. People have been overly, I don't know. It's
stimulated.
Like,
yeah, overly stimulated, overly propagandized, overly let down. And it's really, I believe it's been designed like that way for a reason. I mean, isn't that what these criminals want? They want it to be watered down. They want you to not care. They don't want you to vote. You know, if they had it their way, and I'm sure they're spending millions and millions of dollars to make sure it is this way, is that you don't get out there to the polls and that they're able to just walk all over you, rig the elections, control the outcome, just like any crooked criminal politician does. You know, as I say all the time, think like a criminal and you'll get to the obvious conclusion. You'll get to the answer. You'll understand where we're going. There was a very interesting article. Did you want to respond to that, Vinny?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you tell people about this stuff the way things really are, and they go, oh, but why would they do that? Oh, the government would never do that. And they operate under this kind of assumption that people in government are sane like them. And the only reason why you think that it wouldn't be naught but filth and tyranny and lies and absolute degenerate scum in Parliament is because you're not a psychopath. If you were psychopathic, everything that the government doing would make absolute sense and you'd believe every word that I'm saying, because I'm talking about the facts that reflect how you think. If I talk about the facts that don't reflect how you think, it does not compute. And I'm sorry that that's the case, because it stops people from actually growing up.
Yeah.
Ultimately, everybody's too freaking naive. And Tim, yeah. I think you should have the last word here to close out the segment.
Thanks for putting me on the spot there, Vinny. No, I want to get into some commentary with that came out of Jeremy Grantham. And there's an article you can look up. Google it. It's called No Market for Young Men. You know, he's been very prescient with his calls, called the collapse of 2008, also called the trough of 666 in that range when the S&P 500 rebounded aggressively like it did as a result of quantitative easing. But I want to get into what he has to say about the coming depression that's coming to a street near you in 2012. Isn't that exciting?
And they've got good Prozac for that too.
Oh, absolutely. So we'll be back here in a few.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America. On American Freedom Radio out of New Zealand. And actually, stay tuned. I'm going to be coming on his program impromptu. He just invited me on for the first hour. We're on the same network, same channel. You're welcome to, you know, sit here in the chat room. So we'll be doing that. We'll be doing a three-hour segment today, which I think is prudent considering everything that's happening around the world, considering what we have coming down the pike tomorrow on Friday out of Europe with, again, the bazooka blast of bailouts and quantitative easing, whatever they put out there tomorrow with the, you know, the photo shoot. And I also wanted to mention GreenWave TV needs your help. We need sponsors to help represent us, to help us grow our channel, to help sponsor us. So if you haven't checked out our advertising section on greenwave.com. Check it out. Click it. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at advertise@greenwave.com. We've got a really competitive rate sheet. We want to see like-minded, successful businesses succeed with us. And it's a way to, you know, grow our network and get stronger and do everything that we need to do to continue to bring this, you know, alternative media content to the public. Vinny, so I'm excited, man. I'm coming on your show right after this. Should be great.
Well, it's all about expansion, I think, isn't it? And we were talking over the break about how awesome American Freedom Radio is. And I guess one of the great sort of byproducts of having you on my show and me on your show is that it'll also introduce some of the listeners to the fact that you can literally listen to show after show after show, listening for 24 hours straight on American Freedom Radio, never hear the same thing twice, and have absolutely incredible content. It's unlike mainstream media where you'll have like a gardening show and a racing show and the sports news and all this other boring crap, honestly, that just fill up the airwaves all the time. Not when you can just sit back, listen to American Freedom Radio on a constant, consistent basis, and always be coming up with incredible content, great hosts, and incredible guests. This is other thing, is that all these other mainstream truther radio programs that have been around for like 10, 15 years or something like that, we're getting those quality caliber guests on American Freedom Radio. And I put that down in no small part to the very, very hardworking, dedicated efforts of the Romeros who run American Freedom Radio, you know, from home. Danny Romero's been in the Patriot movement for goodness knows how long. He's done a million favors for people. He's the first person to put Jason Burmese on air, first person to put Webster Tarpley, give him his own radio show, that kind of thing. He's broken a lot of ground. He's the first person to give me a radio show, and I think that might even be the same for you, Chris. This is the thing. He finds great new talent and gives them a platform that they will be very successful at. I think it was back when he was working for another radio network. He said, you know, we're having trouble filling up the content, but we've got all these really great guests. Why don't we call them up and give them a show?
Yeah. I mean, that's been my experience too. I mean, Danny's great. The Romeros are great. More than happy, you know, to be on American Freedom Radio. And it's pretty awesome. It's awesome that the doors are open now where, you know, we say all the time that it become the media, because you are the media. Pick up a camera. You know, start, you know, put together an article, post it online, become a blogger, become an independent journalist. I mean, this is the new format. This is the new media, and it brings truth to the public, and it's provocative. It's interesting. You're not always going to agree with it, but it's real, and it's what people are tuning into. You can't ignore that shift. So it's pretty amazing what's happening.
Well, it's a hell of a lot more impressive than listening to a politician talk for an hour and realizing afterwards that he didn't say a damn thing.
Yeah. Well, that's what a politician's good at is, again, their control and how they use language. And if you notice, too, you ask a really hard question to a real seasoned politician, they don't, like you said, they don't give you an answer. They'll put you on another topic, and the real brilliant actors, as I will call them, you won't even know they didn't answer the question. You'll just be on the new tangent. So, I mean, that's what these people are good at. They're highly paid talent. They're highly paid actors. I did want to get into a little bit, too, and I think we still have Tim with us. Tim, are you still there, my friend?
I think he's muted.
I'm still here.
Hello. Hey, Tim. Yeah, I didn't know if we still had you there. I wanted to what was that?
You know who's good at that? Bill O'Reilly. I've seen where he has certain guests, and the guests would know what they're talking about. And you sit back and look at him. He's very good at what he's doing. I got to give him his props. But he'll sit there and know you're right, but he'll throw you a curveball to try to knock you off balance. And then he'll sit back with this condescending look. And you've been seeing him do his show?
Oh, yeah. I've watched his show. I mean, I don't tune in regularly or anything like that, but I obviously know who he is. And yeah,
he does it on purpose. And I've seen guests on there who knew what they were talking about, and they were right. And he would sit back and he'd say something like, well, how do you know this? well, can you prove it? You know, he'd just give you these condescending answers, and it's like, okay, yeah, he knows just what he's doing. You know, and it's just all show and tell.
Well, I see, I always say if you point a camera at a politician and you ask a question that you know for a fact that they're not really wanting to answer, you capture them, okay? And they get one of three typical responses. One, they'll lie, which means they're dodgy. Two, they'll dodge the question, which means they're dodgy. Or three, they'll tell the truth and you get some decent information out of them. And all it takes, if you're going to go question these people, by all means, please do it with a camera. And please upload it, because every single time that one of these scumbags gets asked a question that they don't want to answer, they automatically reveal themselves as being a scumbag. And unless you got it on video, it's virtually pointless.
Yeah, well, the point is, Vinny, the truth doesn't get elected. You know, you come out with the truth, you're not going to get elected with because of the system's rigged.
Well, that's because voters can't actually elect. Only electors can.
What's the truth? I mean, think about it for a minute. One of us could run. Tim, we'll use you an example. Tim's running. You live in D.C., so you're in a good place for it. You're running on a strict campaign of justice for all people and jailing and prosecuting these financial criminals. I bet you we get millions of people to support you. You know, we put you up out there on a pedestal. You know, we get the makeup on you and all the stuff that they got to put on you to prepare you to put you in the spotlight. And we'll teach you and kind of manipulate you and mold you into that presidential character. I bet we could get millions of people to vote for you on the single campaign directive of jailing and prosecuting financial criminals. Yet you would never get elected. They wouldn't allow it happen. They would take you out of the game if you became too powerful. You'd end up just like Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, they just demonize you in the media, and everybody would go, "Oh, I heard one thing that was really bad about him that had no evidence to substantiate it. I'm not sure if I'll vote for him."
Yeah, well, Herman Cain.
That's what I was just thinking of. I mean, it's like the Herman Cain conflict, I guess is what I'll call it. And we put out a provocative video on it. And, you know, I think there's two parts of the story there. Number one, it does smell guilt to me. It smells guilty. You know, you've got three ladies come out. Maybe we didn't care about the one, two, and then number three, but he had a fourth lady come out, say that she's had an over decade-long relationship with the guy, you know, is willing to testify to the fact she's been receiving money from him. Cain came out, specifically said that, you know, he admitted to knowing the lady, said he's never told his wife about her. So it smells guilty, okay? It reeks of that. But if we get past that point, you know, we shouldn't be so concerned necessarily with people's personal lives, even though it's not a moral way, in my opinion, to live. But then the other side of it was, I think Cain was just getting a little bit, too powerful. He was becoming a pest because they don't want him in office. That Cain's not the choice, you know, for these elitists in 2012. So they've positioned and kind of moved Newt Gingrich into the spotlight a little bit. Of course, we've got Romney there, but it's all about manipulation. It's all about, you know, remember the video they put out too on Cain where he knew nothing about Libya? And that's a pretty gross, you know, flub as a politician. But keep in mind, this guy's been traveling around the country. He's probably exhausted. Who knows? Maybe he didn't get sleep for 4 or 5 days. They put him on camera and they put one viral video out there and destroy his reputation. So, you know, we have to ask the question, where is all this coming from?
Yeah. But see, also, the people, I was watching the Family Guy.
Marcus Julius Gisserto said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within." And ultimately, that's what we're dealing with when you look at the political spectrum, is you're not getting given people who will actually try and make the country a better place. You're only allowed to vote for those who are treasonous, who will destroy your country from within.
But also, too, the people are so docile. It's like, I was watching the Family Guy episode, and the guy's wife was running for mayor, and if she tried to tell them what the people needed to hear, they didn't like her. So she had to tell the people what they wanted to hear, and everybody cheered for her and then voted her in. And it's like, and you see that with the real election, Ron Paul. And even in 08, when Ron Paul, every time Ron Paul takes a stand and he talks, people agree with what he's saying. But yet, he's number three in the polls. It's like, how do you figure?
Yeah, well, that's what we're gonna get in 2012. That's what we're going to get is, you know, we understand your pain.
We understand your frustration, America, OWS. We understand. Times are tough. Times are hard. We need to take these jobs that have been exported overseas, and we need to create them here in the United States of America. You know, we're going to launch these infrastructure projects to put a hardworking, honest Americans to work. You know, they know exactly how to spin it. They know exactly what to say. They know exactly how to manipulate you, you know, put you in the perfect position so that they can use you, so that they can continue to rape the system, so that they continue to steal from you, and they continue to destroy the country from the inside out, which is exactly what's happened over the past 3 short years under the representation of this supposed savior, Barack Hussein Obama. It's disgusting. It's a freak show. It makes me sick. I know it makes a lot of you sick tuning in. And you know what? We're finished with it. We're over it. The people are demanding something different. We're demanding real change. We're demanding truth. I'm Christopher Green. This is Green Wave Radio Live, hard-hitting and in-your-face America. Stay tuned. I'll be on the Vinnie Eastwood Show next.
Love again. It sounds like these times and time again.